Look, look, there comes one of them now. They're coming for you.
Thanks for coming back. This is part two of The Case of the King. I'm Kevin Patterson, the writer and showrunner for Samuel Sift Post-Apocalypse Detective. So without further ado, The Case of the King, part two.
The Hilton Hotel's manager, Barbara Babbitt, had hired me because she had a drinking, boisterous musician yelling profanities down the hotel's hallways. By morning, the drunken performer was a dead performer. Someone had snuck a chomper into the hotel in an attempt to make it look like a groupie had died, turned into a chomper, and then killed the king. The most likely suspect was Alice Ashby, post-apocalyptic R&B harpist. According to Babbitt, Ashby lived in an old concert hall uptown. The next morning, it was time to pay her a visit and pull her strings. I knew she was guilty of something. I just didn't know what.
Who's there?
Samuel Sift. I'm an employee of the Hilton Hotel.
State your business.
I've come to discuss the delivery of your harps.
No need. My men will come later this week. It's already been arranged.
There's also the matter of your cut from the bar.
I didn't think the talent got a bar cut.
Miss Ashby, I'd would rather not have a monetary discussion through a locked door.
No, oh, fine! It's 9 a.m. and I haven't even gotten out of my pajamas. Everything sucks.
As soon as the door opened, I recognized Ashby as the floozy from the night before. Lucky for me, I planned ahead and had my Colt 38 drawn.
Oh, the house detective! A gun?
You're the drunken tramp from last night.
I'm not a tramp! I'm an artist.
Lady, back up slowly. I think you play more than the harp. That's better. I don't know your melody, but I do know that you play. Oh. Somebody behind me knew how to hit, and I hit the floor. I thought I had fooled her, but she had fooled me. When I woke up, the missing house detective, Danny Muldoon, was sitting across from me with a lead pipe.
Evening, Samuel.
Muldoon, last I heard about you, you were missing.
I knew where I was.
The Hilton didn't. I have you to thank for the love tap.
And the ropes.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. Why are you helping Barbara Babbitt?
I like her command of a room. Why are you helping the harpist?
She is good with her fingers.
You snuck the deadhead into King's room through the closet.
Sure did.
And snuck the deadhead into the hotel in a harp case.
Yep. Always knew you were a good detective.
Yeah, it was kind of obvious.
Hey, blockhead! Why are you telling him all of this?
He's a fellow Seamus.
So?
There's a code.
Oh, shut your pie hole. A code. Does your code discuss killing a friend?
Yeah, of course it does.
Ugh.
I was just wondering.
You really need to shut up. I've got the gun now, dingus.
You moved a lot of pieces around the chessboard to get to the king.
That egomaniac had it coming.
Ego is not a crime.
He thought he could just use me, steal my rhythms. Just because I am not someone to be discarded like some stupid groupie.
What's your next play?
Killing you.
Sorry, I asked.
Why?
Yeah, why?
He knows we stuck a chopper into the free zone. You think the mayor will let that slide?
He won't tell anyone. Right, Sift?
And only my employer, or anyone that asks.
Telegram for Mungo.
What now?
Telegram for Mungo.
Should I answer the door? There's a bellhop from the hotel out there.
Hands up, you two. All right, everybody in. Johnny, get Sift out of those ropes. Freddy, go handcuff our old house detective. Pete, put Mrs. Ashby in these handcuffs.
How did you get it?
I had a key from a show you did a couple of years ago.
You have no right! You are not the authority!
I have a gun.
I don't care! This is my sanctuary! My creative space! It is here that my fingers glide across.
Alrighty, let's just calm down and let's think about what's
going on. Do not interrupt me!
have seen Babbitt handle a shotgun.
Attack them! Do as I say, or I'll...
Time for you to shut up.
You can't tell me what to do!
You are really good at knocking people down.
Comes with the job.
Does it? Thanks for the save.
Thanks for the lead.
How did you know to come save me?
Lucky guess. You've been missing for hours.
I hope this doesn't impact my pay.
On the contrary. Seems like I'm out one house detective. Are you interested?
I like working for myself.
It comes with an office.
Any other fringe benefits?
I never mix business with pleasure.
So you consider me pleasure?
With a tie like that, I thought you were all business.
For sneaking a deadhead into the free zone, we turned Ashby and Muldoon over to the authority. Mayor Beatrice Mingo ruled the usual sentence. Excommunication with Miss Mayor Mingo taking all of their worldly possessions. But the mayor did not need that many harps, so she offered me one. I figured I'd work on a few licks in my spare time. Plus, I had to put something in the new office.
Sift, are you decent?
Rarely, but coming anyway.
Oh, I see she gave you the moussa.
Moussa?
Moussa. It's the type of harp. May I?
You play?
Not as well as Ashby. She was a demanding and unpleasant woman. But she was exquisite on the harp.
Don't sell yourself short.
I did play as a girl. My father, he thought it would give me class.
He was right.
That's why I always let Ashby keep her instruments here, after a show. All alone in a room with just...
That was lovely.
The mayor gave me one, too. I took the Delphi.
Seems prophetic. Feel free to come by any time.
I will. When I need you to do something for the hotel.
That the only reason?
If I'm in the Hilton, I'll work. No play.
Well, would you like to schedule a weekend away?
Oh, who travels for fun anymore? Evening, Samwell.
I like the new gig in office, but you know what they say about comfort zones. Just when you kick your feet up, you realize someone else just kicked your legs out from under you.
Look, look, there comes one of them now. They're coming for you.
That was the conclusion for Case of the King. This season, we're doing some standalone cases. Each case will be a couple of episodes. Tell us what you think. Please leave a review, or if you'd rather, a tweet. Google Stationary Hobo Productions to find us. I'd like to thank the cast for this episode, Abigail Elfman, Nick Shaner, and myself, Kevin Patterson. I'd also like to thank Justin Evans for helping us record, and Adrian Parrish for recording and sound engineering this episode. Our composer was Scott McLaughlin, opening beat by Space Baby. This has been a Stationary Hobo production, sound engineered by Lost Frequency Audio Lab.